Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Oh, now that's a little misleading. Brian's not here this week. I'm here, though. Anthony Enman with you at the helm and bringing you the top 20 for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. And another great countdown on the way for you. Not a lot entering, actually. Nothing really entering the charts with the exception of, I know that you didn't hear from us last week, so probably didn't hear from a few of the albums that are on the charts, but nothing really, no big shuffles in terms of entering. It's all below the top 20. However, still some great stuff to hear in the next 2 hours of this program. And if you're just tuning in for the first time to this program, you're probably wondering what it is. Well, it is the Earshot 20, and we count down the national top 20 coming from earshot-online.com, which is the national campus and community radio part published every week at that fine website. Excuse my voice crack there. You can find the national top 50 as well as specialty charts, including folk, rock, jazz, roots, blues, all kinds more, plus the top 30 charts of all of the participating stations who submit, and that's what creates the national top 50. It's all there, and reviews, loads more. Check it all out at earshot-online.com. And of course, find us online a few ways. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of a feature, which includes playing something from your latest release and an interview. So like I said, big show lined up as we gear up and we continue to do coverage of Pop Montreal. This week, talking to Dan Seligman, and he is creative director and founder of the festival. Had a chance to catch up with him, and that's really great. We're going to give you that in a little bit, as well as chat with Stephen Karlick. He's got music news, and music news it is. There's all kinds loaded up for the next 2 hours, and as you know, we bring you a bit of news every hour the program, plus the top 20 in this hour, the first 10 of the program. I'll tell you, it's always a little different doing this alone, doing it without Brian or having a co-host in the studio, but you will keep me company. I know you will for the next 2 hours as I bring you this music, and I don't want to delay. I want to get to it because there's lots of great stuff for you to hear. And this week, at number 18 is La Luz, dropping down from number 15 the week before. You'll hear a song called I'll Be True. At 19, holding steady from the week before, is The Line, is Soul, rather, and you're going to hear a song called The Line. It's from the album I Become a Shade. But first, to kick off that set of three and to kick off the top 20 this week, it is Slim Twig. The album is Thanks for Sticking with Twig, and the song, Cannabis. It's at number 20, down from 10, Slim Twig, Cannabis, on the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Thank you.
All right, that was La Luz on the Earshot 20 at number 18, down from number 15 last week, and Weirdo Shrine, their album. We're going to take a break from the charts now and head to the phone line because we've got a very special guest on the show. We've been featuring some artists from Pop Montreal throughout the month as we lead up to the Great Festival, and Dan Seligman is on the phone with us. He's the creative director and founder of the festival, which is in its 14th edition. And Dan, would like to welcome you to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
It's no problem at all. And want to chat a little bit about the festival because it is an incredible festival, and to have it going for 14 years and for you to be the founder, that must be an incredible feeling for you.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, it's kind of like a whole process, organic process, so it's hard to kind of sit back too objectively and appreciate everything. You're just kind of in the moment and continually trying to build the festival and, you know, keep it going. So I'm pretty proud that we've been around this long and achieved a certain amount of success and notoriety, and I mean, it's always challenging, so it's definitely something that keeps you going and keeps you striving to make it better and better.
And what would you say might be the one ultimate challenge of putting on the festival, because there are so many elements to the festival in itself? What would be one of the biggest challenges of putting this together?
Well, initially it was just getting it off the ground, getting the first edition happening, and you know, ever since we've kind of grown it, you know, and built it organically, and you know, every year it kind of becomes bigger and more established and more organized. So now it's just, you know, there's so many different challenges. For me personally, I'm kind of more on the artistic side in terms of programming, so it's always challenging working within a fairly limited budget. We're not a huge mega festival with huge corporate sponsors, so having a limited budget always is a challenge programming-wise. We can't compete with, you know, the Coachellas or the Oshagas of the world, so we have to kind of be a little bit more creative in our programming decisions, and you know, and also because we are a venue-based festival, it's not like there's three stages and you have like one big budget. Each show is kind of has its own, you know, particular reality. So yeah, I mean, it's constantly challenging finding new music, finding old music, and you know, making it all happen. Luckily, there's always great music out there, and there's always bands that you haven't booked before, and there's bands that want to keep coming back and playing because they had a great time, and you know, there's a great local scene in Montreal, so there's always amazing bands that want to play and to choose from.
And that is probably one of the things that Pop Montreal is most known for, is the fact that there is throughout the entirety of the festival music happening all the time. But you also have a number of other things that go on throughout, including art and film. And so when did those elements get pulled in, and how do they play into the festival?
They kind of like happened gradually over the years. I think film, like we had a film the first year of the festival. It was like the Wilco documentary way back in the day. And then the second year we started a small film segment. I think the fourth year we had an art pop, and same with, we have a segment called called Poos Pop, which is like a artisanal craft fair. Kind of like a flea market, but more for like handmade goods, but also posters and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it was just like people in the community would approach us with ideas, and we'd be like, okay, let's try to make it happen. You know, for instance, this year, a friend of mine who is an independent video game creator, he approached me and said, I want to do like a whole pop arcade segment. So we kind of had a bunch of meetings, talked about it, and this year we're doing like a full day pop arcade, and so there'll be independent video game producers around tables, and then we'll have a conference as well and a panel. So yeah, stuff like that. It just kind of happens. People approach me with ideas, and then we kind of see if it works, and we, you know, build it from there.
Very cool. Now I'm going to put you on the spot for a second, because I'm wondering if there's anything that every year you've been with this for so long, and it's in the 14th edition. Is there anything that you most look forward to when it comes time, when the festival's actually happening?
It's a chance to kind of see all the work kind of come to fruition. And, you know, I've kind of learned not to like over expect things and just kind of like go with it and appreciate the kind of like spontaneous magic that happens during the event. There's a great energy. That's the fun part is like, I mean, anyone who's been to a festival knows that sense of community that happens when, you know, a bunch of people are together experiencing live music and art. And so, yeah, it's just fun to kind of see it actually happen. And especially because we're a fairly small team and we work really hard to make it happen, to like kind of appreciate that with all the staff members, you know, seeing all this hard work of that happens over a year come together and put on this amazing event. And, you know, we're still like a pretty grassroots DIY organization, so, you know, we're doing a lot of the grunt work ourselves, and so it's pretty awesome to kind of see it all happen. And we go into these alternative spaces and kind of turn them into these like kind of living installations, which is pretty awesome.
Well, you guys have done an incredible job again this year. And for anybody who isn't familiar with Pop or wants more information, popmontreal.com, and just looking at the website and being able to take in every little piece of information on there just goes to show you how much work has gone into this and what kind of a job these guys have done. And congratulations to you guys. I'm sure the festival is going to be awesome. Any final words on the festival before we throw it back to the charts?
Sure, yeah. I mean, anyone who's interested in coming, I would just encourage you to check out the website. We have full festival passes, we have day passes, individual tickets, so I would just encourage people to take a chance and maybe buy a ticket for a show that you can get a Pop Hopper pass and explore a bunch of the different shows that are happening. And we have free shows as well every day and all kinds of different events throughout the day, so definitely check out the website for more information.
Awesome. September 16th to the 20th, 2015, depending on when you're listening to us. It might have just started, but if it just started, that means that there's still time for you to get down there. Dan, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us.
No problem. Thank you.
And that is Dan Seligman from the Pop Montreal and great festival. We had some tickets we gave away earlier last week, and we're really excited to see what happens with that. We're going to move on now to more of the charts, and that's your number 17 coming up right now. Staying steady in that spot, Fake Tears, Night Shifting, more on the way too. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Reeling from Mono. I hope I'm saying that right. I apologize if I'm not. Rough Master is the name of the album, and the song comes in, that album comes in, re-entering at number 16. And before that, Fake Tears, The Party Ends, the name of the song, and Fake Tears, Night Shifting is the album at 17 this week, staying steady at number 17. And we heard from Dan Seligman. He is the creative director and founder of Pop Montreal, which is in its 14th edition. And of course, we ran that great contest. A big congratulations to Caleb McKend. Caleb McKend, the winner of our Pop Montreal passes, and he will be going to see the festival on September 16th to the 20th. And you can still check it out depending on when you're listening to this. Hopefully, you had an opportunity to get tickets. If you haven't, you should still check out maybe a Hopper Pass and get out to the festival. Check out some of the great music they have. It's going to be an awesome time. And we are now taking a break from the charts as we head to the phone line to chat with Stephen Carlisle. Of course, we were off last week, so you didn't get to hear his angelic voice, but you get to hear it this week. He's back with us with some music news. And Stephen, always great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
And it is. It's such a sweet, angelic sound of all the music news that you bring us. It's incredible every week.
It's better than the music itself.
Yeah.
Why listen?
Why? Why? Just listen to everything you have to say. That's true.
Oh my God.
We've got all kinds of news to talk about, though, and it all does revolve around music, I promise. And we'll kick things off. I find this, we've talked about this in the past, and not Record Store Day, but cassettes. If you're into cassettes, there is some news for you about Cassette Store Day.
Yeah, not that cassette stores are necessarily a thing, but Cassette Store Day definitely is. It is October 17th, 2015, this year's version of the event. It, of course, serves the cassette collector community, which is surprisingly growing, actually. There is a big sort of subculture around cassette collecting, especially in the punk subculture. So a lot of cool stuff coming out on Cassette Store Day. We already saw a handful of the year's exclusives, but now the full list has been unveiled. You can see the whole thing online at exclaim.ca. These all come out October 17th, and it features some cool releases from Alex G, from Outre Neveu, Bratmobile, Black Sabbath, Motorhead, Quasimodo, the Gaslight Anthem, and a lot more. So some cool stuff. Keep an eye out, especially if you're a tape collector, and hit up your local record/CD/tape store for more.
I feel like there might be a potential business idea in there, a cassette store. I'm going to try and pitch it on Dragon's Den.
Not a great idea. No. But
it's not. Listen, Brian would tell you it's not the worst I've ever had. So there you go. All right, we'll move on. We've got some news. Janet Jackson is extending her tour and putting in some Canadian dates. This would be interesting.
Yeah, so Janet Jackson was already on her Unbreakable World Tour. She's in the midst of it now and is now extending the tour with another leg of shows kicking off in the new year in 2016. Wow, things are planned for 2016. That's sooner than I thought. Anyway, she will perform in the new year in Montreal on May 17th and in London, Ontario on May 18th, the next day. Tickets for those shows will go on sale September 19th, not that far away. So if you live in Montreal or you don't have tickets, couldn't score tickets to her Toronto show on September 15th coming soon, then you could always see her next year. These dates are, of course, in support of her new album, which is titled Unbreakable. It will arrive on October 2nd through Rhythm Nation and BMG. So keep an eye out for that.
I could not agree with you more either, that 2016, like, it feels weird to even talk about it, but it is relatively close. School has started for kids. It's all back into full swing now, and it'll come in no time.
I texted my girlfriend just yesterday that Christmas is soon, so there's that.
Oh, no. All right, well, there's all kinds of, listen, we're talking about all kinds of things that potentially could make good Christmas gifts, too, so there you go. We've got one more story before we get back to the charts and in this hour of the program, and that is news about Dilly Dally, and you're not going to want to dilly dally about making a purchase for their tickets for their tour.
Nice. Dilly Dally. I've talked about them before on the show. They are one of my favorite Toronto bands right now. I've talked about their debut album, Soar, which will be in stores on October 9th, courtesy of Buzz Records. It is incredible. I've heard it. You have to. It is absolutely wonderful. They have a tour starting in Chicago in October, just a few weeks after they release the album, including performances in Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver. That tour will wrap up in Montreal and their hometown of Toronto. I told you before, Soar follows a few digital singles and a 7-inch and was produced by Josh Carodi, who's also worked with Fucked Up and Grays. A single titled Desire is online now, as well as a new one. You can see more dates from the upcoming tour, which will go through most of Western Canada and Central Canada, and hear some of their songs.
Awesome stuff. Well, if you are a fan, then you can get tickets. And I always have a good one. I feel like at least once a week I have one good one, so that'll be it for the remainder of the show. The Dilly Dally joke was it for me. But
it was good.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it in the scrapbook.
That. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to get you to hang around because you'll be joining us again in the second hour of the program. So thanks very much for the news in the first hour, and we'll be back in the second hour. Right now, though, coming up at number 15, down from 5 last week, it's Tame Impala with their album Currents. Here's a song from that album, and I'll tell you what you heard after that. When we come back, it's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Of the field here today, yeah, vanish in the wind. Go to sleep, you may not wake up with a morning sunrise. Move so fast, baby, right before you close eyes. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation, rest in the sun. Eternity, baby, rest in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? Making plans for tomorrow, even though you don't know your fate. Blind eye, leaning on a hope that fades. Sink your feet into a concrete foundation. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rests in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come? I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rests in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come, baby?
Hey, it's Earshot 20. Flowers from Leon Bridges is what you just heard there. Leon Bridges sitting at number 14, down from 16 last week. The album Coming Home, and before that was Tame Impala's album Currents. They're sitting at number 15, dropping from number 5, which is quite a big drop. Not our biggest jump within the charts, but definitely one of our biggest drops. And the song was called New Person, Same Old Mistakes. Of course, you heard that familiar voice, Stephen Karlik, in there as well. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Of course, I am by myself. Brian is not here. Told you that at the beginning of the program. I always make up a story as to where he is. Where is he today? Where is he? He's off in California for a movie shoot. They're actually making a movie about his life, and I have aptly requested Jonah Hill to play me. And if you've ever seen a photo of me, then you'll understand why I want Jonah Hill. Anyway, so and who will play Brian? Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to look that one up because I'm not sure if there's anybody serious enough in this world to play. Maybe Steve Carell. Steve Carell would play Brian. Jonah Hill would play me. That makes sense. All right. We'll move on to more of the charts. As I said, three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we're going to kick that off with your number 13. Wilco sits in that spot. The album is called Star Wars. Great movie, great album. Number 13, down from number 9. The song's called Magnetized. I hope you're magnetized to the radio for the rest of the show. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
The shallow pink refrigerator drum, carried in the shadows, almost on. Everyone, with mad emotions you'd await. Every apprehension alien ache.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Cool.
And Happy Ever After, that album is Domestic Eccentric, and it is number 11, down from number 4 the week before. Still a great album, though. Really great stuff. Beach House, in before that, 1037, the name of the song. They are up to 12 this week from 20 last week. Pretty big jump. And, of course, kicking off that set, you heard Magnetized, Wilco, and that album is Star Wars, the album from Beach House, Depression Cherry. There you go. That is the first 10 of the top 20 complete. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmett, of course, normally joined by Brian Cleveland. He's out this week. As I told you, he's off getting the script ready for the movie of his life. And when it comes to the radio show, I told you that I will be played by Jonah Hill. He'll be played by Steve Carell. It'll be hilarious. But I'm here doing the radio show so that you actually get the music that you want and you don't have to go to the theater to see the music. You get to hear it right through your radio. And of course, that's brought to you by many of our great campus and community radio partners. This show is the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show from earshot-online.com. We count down the national top 20 of the national top 50 every week, and we do it out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station here. We record and we broadcast first Fridays, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you listen to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we'll have the top 10. Stephen Karlik's back with some more news and all kinds more. Stick around. There is more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.